Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm bringing you a mashup of all things Valentine's Day to give you a little more inspiration, from gift ideas to sexpectations to tales of V-Days past. This show is going to get you in the romantic mood and hopefully spark some ideas for the bedroom. All this and more. Thanks for listening. Anyone in a relationship should communicate more, but one of the most important things you should absolutely be talking about is using more lube in the bedroom. That's why I want to tell you guys about Pure Lube, because it is seriously next level. I've been obsessed with this brand for years, and I'm a huge fan, which is why I'm so excited to be working with them. They have a ton of different formulas that are great for either exploring a new toy and making sure your time with your partner is that much more pleasurable. Pure's original formula lets you feel much more touch and sensation, and even works great as a massage gel. Or check out their Aqua water-based lube, which is super moisturizing and gets completely absorbed into your skin, leaving you feeling silky and smooth. The best part is that their products all use medical-grade ingredients and are completely hypoallergenic. So get that conversation started and bring Pure Lube into the bedroom. To try Pure for yourself, go to sexwithemily.com/pure. That's my site, sexwithemily.com/PJUR today.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
A misprinted summons sent potential jurors to phone sex line. Did you hear about this?
No.
This is amazing. You'll love this. This is in Mississippi. A Mississippi circuit clerk's office apologized to 350 residents whose jury summons contained an error sending them to a phone sex hotline.
Yes.
So Jackson County circuit clerk Randy said he found out about the error. And they informed residents to call a phone number on Monday. You call and you're like, do I have jury duty, do I not? And it said, for hot girls, press 1. For hot guys, press 2.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it, right? Hopefully no one did it on purpose, but he said, please accept my apologies. And he said that the company's been contracting for years. What do you say? The company has been, you know, that it wasn't, whatever. They apologized. And he said, it's very embarrassing. I'm sure at some point down the road I might sit back and laugh, but right now it's not very funny. Yeah.
Oh, no, dude. He's laughing in the office.
That is kind of funny. You can picture the old lady going, what? I don't get it. Like the 80-year-old, like, why do they want me to talk to hot girls?
I wish I had a video of that. That would be great.
It is kind of funny. You should Google it. There probably is a video going on about it. Okay, so V-Day sex moves. Sex moves.
Oh, we're getting right into the sex?
Or I don't just know. Like, I don't have
you should
much,
do something for V-Day.
Well, we have a show that came out earlier this week on gifts.
Oh, I would have loved to have been part of that one. Can you give me a brief breakdown?
Oh, okay. Do you want some tips?
No, just like, what did you say in the
gifts? That's a good, you know what? That's actually a really, really good point. Madison will pull it up, but do you want to talk about it? Like, we talked about like gifts for the single girls, gifts for the guy, some of our favorite toys.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, what? We did debate. Yeah, go.
Okay. As ladies.
Who's in charge?
No. What do you at least expect on Valentine's Day? And don't tell me you don't expect anything.
No, my thing is if they say I don't care, I don't want anything, they just do something. Because it is a day about love. It's a day about recognizing your relationship and doing something special. So I think we want, but it differs from people to people. Madison was on the show. Madison helped me with the show since, you know, you can't always be there. Madison's awesome. Uh-huh. What would you like, Madison?
I think the whole point and what we definitely, the point we're trying to get across is it's all about knowing your partner, which is why what you were saying about the terrible flowers and stuff like that. Like if you're going to go flowers, get flowers that you know that they like. Like if they like lilies, get them lilies. Yeah. If they like tulips, I don't know who likes tulips, get them tulips.
And like, I do.
Yeah. Okay. So
I like lilies the best. But
yeah, there you go. So it's all about, I want a gift that's going to show me that my partner knows me and knows what I like versus
and
like
he knows,
cookie cutter gifts.
Right.
Look. That's great and everything, but you gotta get the flowers that are gonna make all the other bitches in the office jealous. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You gotta go above and beyond. You know what I'm saying?
You have to send them to the office so she looks good.
Of course. Yeah. That's the pimp move.
My whole thing is flowers die. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just the fact that I'm like 25 and like I don't have a lot of places to put flowers, but like when people send me flowers, they die. Like, I don't have anywhere to put them, then I have to throw them out. Like, it is a waste.
Right.
But you have to do it. It's just a thing that you have to do.
I don't know if you have to. I think the point of it is love.
I know women will say, I don't care.
You know, I don't care about flowers, but if we're in a relationship, do something, plan something,
yeah,
a card. I don't care about what it is. We even did some DIY gifts that were cool. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's.
We talked about our favorite toys of the year. I'm trying to think if you already.
No, but I'm just saying, as women, what do you expect? Okay,
I guess I expect. Right, but also, it's interesting.
What's after that?
I think I expect a plan, but we could plan it together. Even if I'm in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't need him to be like freaking out for a week in advance thinking what to do. Just let's talk about it. Like, I don't want to go to a fancy restaurant and sit with all the other couples. Like, I'd rather do something. It's a Sunday. We talked about a lot of fun day dates you could do. I want to go like ice skating.
Okay.
I just decided.
Okay.
I might go alone. It'll be fun. But but just something, you know, you can make a whole date. You could do a picnic.
Well, definitely, if you plan, I mean, I wouldn't surprise them with the picnic. I would definitely have a discussion first.
Right.
What if they're allergic to grass? You, like, take them to a park, and they're just sitting there itching from head to toe.
Right. Yeah. We talked about, like, Netflix and chill, like, Vita Edition.
Hope, like,
volunteer together.
Okay. Can I just give advice to women? Don't have that discussion to say, like, what you want to do. Because the guys can be like, oh, so what do you want to do? And you're like, oh, nothing.
And then
you know you really want to do something, right?
You're right, you're right.
Because then you're going to totally hold it against him when he doesn't has anything to do.
You're
or
so right.
It's going to be something super lame.
Couples
that you don't
just
like
don't
to
talk
do.
Enough about anything across the board, I think is what I'm realizing. And I've realized that it's truly these things that should be so easy of just saying what we want. This is what I like. This is what I prefer. This is what I want in bed. You know, it's so easy to say what we don't want. But why is it, even in life when you're trying to pick a career or you're trying to pick anything, it's like, what do I want? It's so hard.
Yeah.
And then if that's, I think the reason why people don't communicate it a lot is part of it, they don't want to be judged. But a big part of it is they just don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe some girls are like, I want a dozen roses and I want a dinner.
Perfect.
But I think a lot might be okay with talking about it and making an experience that you both share. It's 2016. Like, do you feel like you're in charge of Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I think I am. I mean, my girlfriend definitely gave me a guide. She's like, look.
What'd she say? See, I want to be one of those girls. Tell me what she said.
She said, "All." She's more of a dude than I am. She's like, all I want is a steak dinner. I go, done. Easy.
Oh, right. So you're going to take her to a bow or something?
Yeah, I'll take her to a nice steak place. And then
that's good. That's
she
easy.
Didn't really expect flowers because I think it's a waste, but I already set that up too.
How about the sexy lovemaking stuff?
For work, I have to be at a hotel. So I'll
that's the night you're going to go to that Doubletree?
To a hotel, yeah.
Oh, another hotel. Okay, don't talk about it.
Yeah, but I am doing commercials for Doubletree, so everybody should stay at Doubletree.
Oh my God, I want to know where you're going. See, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, ice skating, yeah, for the day, maybe for like an hour. But I would love to go away to like the Four Seasons for the night. Like, I love nice hotels and I love staying in really nice hotels. That's what I would love. I would love a trip for the weekend because Steve would stay in LA. And I want a massage. And I want to eat room service in bed and then watch TV.
All right. Well, Madison, she's in a relationship. So have you had a discussion?
About
Valentine's Day?
Yeah, but we're going to San Francisco.
Because of you. Your buddy hooked him up with some.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so we're going to Crush, and we're staying. Mm-hmm. His parents live in San Jose, so we're spending Valentine's in his childhood bedroom.
Oh, hell yeah.
With his parents on the other side of the wall. Hot. So we get to do silent sex, which is just about the most awkward sex of all time.
Silent sex.
In a hotel room, hotel tonight.
We honestly, his parents like spoil.
They'd be weird about it.
No, not only that, they spoil us. Like when we stay with them, I mean, like everything we could possibly want, they provide. They do my laundry when I go there. I've been doing my laundry since I was like 15 years old.
But do they provide rose petals on the bed and lube?
They do not. I bring my own lube. Well, we're gonna get back Sunday night, so we'll probably do like our big like hot sex thing Sunday night when we get back to our apartment.
Oh, right, back to
San
Francisco, LA.
Yeah, when we get back to LA. But yeah, I make a point because he's not a good planner and I don't like, he does things last minute. Mm-hmm. So I always ask him ahead of time, like, hey, so let's talk about Valentine's Day. What do you want to do? What do I want to do? Let's figure it out because I don't want him to stress out about it and I don't want him to feel guilty
and
feel
bad. That's what I'm saying. That's really good.
Like, I try to take some of the pressure off of him because I'd feel terrible if like it was up to me and I was just like floundering around there. He's not a mind reader.
Yeah, guys don't know. Yeah. I mean, and women don't know either. That's why I'm saying talk
that's
about
why
it.
To help him out.
Yeah. Some know. Your girlfriend knows, but you know. But you also don't want to be the girl who like, I want him to be a mind reader and figure it out.
I know. And if you haven't had that discussion yet with your partner and you are the female in the relationship, you should totally bring it up, because if it becomes around Valentine's Day, you're just going to have an argument and a crappy Valentine's
Day. So you have 5 days right now to figure it out.
If he hasn't said anything, say, hey, what do you think we should do for Valentine's Day?
Right. It's obvious you're spending it. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You're so right. That's a great way to put it. So what
do you think of this? Guys are dumb. They're going
to
disappoint you.
I know. Everyone says that. Guys are dumb. Guys are dumb. They are going to disappoint you. And I think some women want to be disappointed.
Why have drama on Valentine's Day?
You're so right.
So stupid.
Like, I thought he would do something. And why didn't he do something? And
or what we did was lame. We went bowling.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, nothing wrong with bowling. I would love to go bowling.
No, right. I get it. You're absolutely right.
It might not be something you want to do.
Right. And you could tell them that, like, it's together. Like, what do you want to do? What should we do? Here's some ideas.
Yeah.
God, I just think we kept so much love together.
We did.
Right. I feel like people were just about to break up all over the place.
Talk about it.
But a little bit of sex stuff, that just we're going to throw in there, that it is Valentine's Day. And it is the one day of the year that you can focus on a little sexy something different.
Of course.
Right? You're going to be in a hotel room.
Yeah, I'm going to destroy that.
You want to come to my trunk and I'll give you some like candles and lube?
Yes. Because you need better gas mileage. It's just weighing you down.
I know. I do need a new car. Oh, it is. I do need a new car anyway. But, okay, so the largest male sex organ, we know what it is, your penis. We know how to work it. You say you guys are simple. But women, you know, we're wired a little bit differently. And the arousal starts in our brains. So it starts in our minds. So, you know, guys have to like tell us ahead of time, like sexy things they want to do, set the scene, light candles, the glow of the candles, the scents, all of that. Create a mood, give a massage. You could stay at home and do all these things. But like, I feel like it should be the night where you're doing something that you haven't done before. So it could be a sensual massage, which we've talked a lot about on the show. Teasing, which I know you don't want to be teased. Or go slowly too. This could be a night of so sensual sex. I think that a lot of women would like. Here's what I know. So being on Love Line, we've been talking about this, Lily, that we're going to start having callers in a way that works for us because we tried it here before. Because a lot of times we get emails from people and it's hard to like, we don't get the whole story, right?
Yeah, but
like,
there's parts missing.
So oftentimes, for example, like in Love Line, and there's another show I do it twice a week now. It's also a podcast. Love Line, check it out. But people call in, they're like, I just want more. My husband, we were together. The sex was great, but now I feel like this woman said he's butterfingers, or it just, he goes right for my, you know, like we always talk about, like he goes right for the sex. And so I just think that if you are having sex the same way, if you're in a relationship, it's probably gotten to some sort of routine, no judgment, but this is the night where you could slow it down a little bit, try a little something different, you know, with massage oil, with a little blindfold, or just going slow, kissing. That making out when you're having sex, looking into each other's eyes, you know? Mm-hmm. Move slow, 5 times slower, all of that. This is the time to do it.
Slow it down.
Valentine's Day. Okay, now we're getting into it, Anderson. You've already talked about how you feel about it, but here's the big news that Madison teased you with yesterday.
She was teasing me.
A new study found 41% of women dread Valentine's Day.
Welcome aboard, ladies. Welcome aboard.
But it's not going away. I think it has become kind of a giant cliche that everyone feels the way they're like, oh, I'm going to go buy some chocolates. I'm going to go buy some this and that. But it's cards from Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a day. It's not going away. That's the other thing about love and romance. And I think it should be about sex. And maybe we're doing it wrong. Like maybe since Valentine's Day is not going away, we have to turn it around and make it work for us. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to make it our own. So don't feel bad about skipping the flowers. Even if you're in a committed relationship, you can break from the typical Valentine's Day traditions and you can even take the pressure off. You could talk about it early with your partner. If you're having any anxiety now, you can be like, babe, listen, Valentine's Day is coming up. Let's be honest. How do you, because if you're in a new relationship, you might never have had that talk and you might be stressing right now. What do I get her? We've been together 3 months, 6 months. There's all these guides online. Like if you've been together 3 months.
I've been married for almost 5 years now and I have no idea what I'm getting her.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to get her anything.
Why don't you talk to her?
And I might just ignore it and pretend like it never happened.
Okay, right? Why don't you talk to her about it? What if you say, listen, it's coming up. Emily and I were talking about it on the show, and she had a great idea.
Can I give her one of your shirts?
Yes. You could give her a toy, dude. Give her lube. Go into the closet after. But I feel like you can eliminate the fear from gifts. What? Give her a toy from my sex toy closet.
Your closet. Okay, I didn't understand what you were talking about.
Go into the closet.
I thought you were going to give her a sex toy and then go into the closet.
No, you can go in the closet at your house. It's not the bedroom.
Yes, that's true.
Sex inside the bedroom.
That's right.
In the closet. So I think it's about expressing and feeling love. And I think what your partner wants to feel is appreciated and special. Because I started to think about my best Valentine's Day. And what I thought about was, I told one a few weeks ago about dating the guy, and I brought all the toys. Like, literally, I was like, oh my God, we're going to have a romantic night. And I packed up one of those little travel wheelie suitcases mm-hmm. with every toy I owned. And
right.
Because I got, so I'm such a bad packer anyway. I'm like, we could try the cock ring, and then we could try the gag, and then we could try the sports sheets, G-spot link, I mean, everything, which we didn't, but it was, I got so excited. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered the other one.
You forgot that you were with a guy, and it happens once, and like, then you're, everything else is over.
It was almost embarrassing. He's like, you brought like literally 18 toys. Uh-huh. I've been charging them all day. It was, I just am not great with proportions.
This, yeah, like, just remind, this is early, right? This is younger days?
No, this was like a few years ago. But younger days, I remembered my very most memorable Valentine was when I was in third grade. And they made you give
everybody
Valentine. Yes. And so you got those little peanuts.
That was exciting.
It was so exciting.
And they had little hearts in there.
Yeah.
And they'd be like waiting for the one from your crush to see what it was going to say.
So what happened to me one year.
That's where it should stay, right? It should just stay in elementary school.
Right. That was fine.
Shouldn't go beyond elementary school.
But in third grade, I remember that this guy, Chris, who I thought was cute, this blonde boy with blue eyes. Mm-hmm. I go into my thing. I know. I go into my Valentine's Day stash of cards, and there was all the little ones, right? Yes, they're all like 3 inches.
I still have some of them.
And then there was a big one.
Oh, no.
It was like one of those huge Hallmark ones. It was probably like, I don't know, what is this? Like 12
inches? You know what he's trying to say, right?
No, now I opened it up, and it was like, happy Valentine's Day, and there was a dollar in there.
A dollar? You felt like you owed him a tooth?
Not just because I'm a Jew. I was like, oh my God, a dollar. Cares. He must really
That's
like me.
That's like a week's worth of pay.
I know. But I felt like, I was like, why did I
That's
love that?
That's your favorite Valentine's moment?
No, it's my memorable. Not favorite.
That's probably
but I
your
thought,
favorite.
I felt special. Uh-huh. I felt like this guy likes me.
Right.
He didn't give dollars to every other girl in the class. Mm-hmm. And I just started thinking about what makes you feel special. He thought about me. He took time out. He wrote a card and he gave me a dollar.
Third grade?
Maybe it was fourth grade. Third grade. Well, I moved in fourth grade. Third grade. Uh-huh. Fourth grade? Is that a little premature to give me money?
Fourth. No.
That was the last time a guy gave me money, P.S. No friggin' joke.
I don't believe that.
No, it's true.
No.
I've never been the, like, can you buy me? Can you do this? Can you do this? No, I haven't.
Sure, people bought you drinks, which translates to money.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't even know drinks cost anything until recently. I was like, really? Aren't they free? I thought bars get you in for free. But, you know, I feel like some people like to do this with gifts. So, like, maybe you find out, like, hey, babe, do you say your wife's name? You say Jillian, right? On the show? But, like, you could say, like, I've been thinking about it. Like, what Valentine's Day, I don't want to, you know, stress out and get you something that you don't like. So, do you want an experience? Would you want to go away? Give her options.
Like, how does this differentiate it from, like, her birthday or Christmas?
You ask her. Do you want something, like, romantic? Do you want, like, I don't want, and she probably doesn't want you to waste money on something or spend the mental energy obsessing about it. So, there might be something that she does want. So, talk to your partner about it so you get out of that. But here's some other things. I do, and find out what they want if you're in a relationship. Take the pressure off yourself if you're in a new thing, and if, or in anything, in a long-term thing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I've even been with guys who are like, are we doing this Valentine's Day thing? And I was like, I really don't care. Let's just go out to dinner, or let's just, or not that night, or like, let's order in. To me, the best one is like watching, like, before Netflix and chill was a thing. Yeah. I would do that. But I do have a gift guide first I'm going to start
with.
Because
That'll
if you
be
are still, and these are all unique, sexy gifts that I do think that I handpicked. But I also, after that, I'm telling you what's coming up. I have some other things on Valentine's Day that you can do on your own.
Okay.
Joe All-in-One Massage Kit.
Mm-hmm.
Massage kit, you know, you can give a gift massage to anybody, like, you know, your friend or whatever.
Right.
But this
just don't handwrite a card. Say, good for one massage.
I've
don't,
done that when I'm lazy.
I've done
and then
that
I regret
numerous
it.
Times.
Have you?
I've done it with my wife. I probably
and then I lose the gift
year.
Card.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
Or you find it.
But then I bought Madison one once. I was like 2 years later because she was stressed. I bought her one at the office. She was here till like 3 a.m.
If you actually give them
but then
like
she
a,
didn't use it. No one uses
I'm talking
it.
Like the hand, like you take a lined piece of paper and you fold
no,
it in half.
No, I actually
good
emailed it
massage.
To her, but people forget to use them. So get this thing. You get a mini tea light candle. You get a handheld massager, a guidebook teaching you how to give a massage, and you get their Massage Glide, which is a body safe silicone gel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find this in the section of the Elmi store. That's a great gift for your partner. Mystic Wand. I love it. It's great for, again, single or couples. I love wand vibrators. The Mystic Wand, it's rechargeable. It's from Vibratex. It's smaller and more lightweight than the original and rechargeable magic wand. So it's like velvety, curved feel. Great to use during intercourse or by yourself. Super powerful.
Ergonomic.
It is ergonomic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
I know.
I couldn't think of the word right now. Three intensity levels. I love it. When I went to all the, you know, I go to these sex trade trade shows. It was the buzz of the show 6 months ago. Everybody was like, that's the best toy. That's the best one. That's best. And now it's out. It took him a while to get it out.
Did it win an award? Go up and accept?
I think it did win an award.
Flowers were thrown at its feet.
Because it's been around as a chargeable and now you can't. It's not the magic wand. Right. It's the mystic wand made by the same people. Right. But okay. And then another thing is the doggy style strap. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love doggy style sex? Women don't often like it.
Yeah.
They like it, but not as much as men. Right. Men love it. A lot of women have really, it's uncomfortable. Guys can get off that way.
I think men like it too because they can kind of be with themselves. You know what I mean? Like,
do you think that's why? And they can fantasize about someone else.
There's a mirror in the room. They can do the Patrick Bateman thing and kind of look over.
I hate the Patrick Bateman thing. I hate that. Really,
I think
they
that might
that.
Be part of it.
Dude, well, whatever it is, this is going to make it more pleasurable for her because it's a padded belt with adjustable straps. It goes across the woman's pelvic region while her partner enters from behind, holds the straps for leverage. So instead of being off fours, it allows them to be held upright, which relieves those wrists and arms and back strain. And you can like kind of position. It's just like it really is the doggy style strap that you can position in a way. You're looking at my hands. I'm getting really excited.
You are. I'm also thinking that you could put on some kind of headpiece for the lady where she has like rearview mirrors so she can maybe see like over her shoulder so she can kind of watch the guy so that he can't be completely by himself. You know, if she had like some kind of like headgear, but it had like mirrors in front of her so she could see over her shoulder.
I'm think just that women shit. Are all monitoring their partners.
I feel like when the guy's doing it from behind and he might be doing like the Patrick Bateman thing, she can see
that. Just the Patrick Bateman thing is when he's... looks in the mirror the whole time at himself and he's doing the sit-ups and the push-ups. Right.
He is a sociopath.
So hopefully your partner's not a sociopath. The other thing is it increases the angles of penetration from 90 degrees to 45 degrees. Typically, we're at a 90 degree angle. With this, you go 45 degrees, which allows for deeper G-spot penetration. That's the only math you will ever hear me use in the show. And also, it takes this position, which is super popular, not pleasurable. It's a great gift. You can find it at sportsheets.com. It's probably on our website. Here's the last one.
Yes.
I've been through these. So it's FT London.
FT London.
It's a new, they used to be called Fun Toys, and now they're called FT London.
They classed it up.
Rebranding. But whatever it is, whatever they call themselves, I love them. They make this G-ring, and they're kind of our new obsession around here. It's a G-ring. It goes around your finger, and your finger becomes a goddamn vibrator. So a woman can use it, a man can use it, you can use it alone with a partner. It's like really cute and adorable, but powerful. So it's waterproof. You can use it in the shower, the bath. You can put it inside, outside. Like you can, like your hand becomes a vibrator.
Right.
So you can use it while you're massaging her, use it on her clitoris. It's a little baby thing, but it has a lot of power, and it's totally unique. I've never seen anything like it. Also available in the Sex With Emily store.
Nice.
So, and I've got a full gift guide on my website, which you can check out because you still have some days left.
What about like sex games you could play?
Yes. Cheap? I love sex games.
Like you could, go ahead.
Okay. Sex games, 1,000 sex games by Kepper, K-H-E-P-E-R. They have like different sex games on our website. And I like those sex games. You get little cards like Truth or Dare. It sounds silly, but like, if you guys have never had the sex talk or you've never like played, it's sexy. It could be strip, whatever, strip sex games or Monopoly. One of them is called Monogamy, but it's Monopoly.
Monogamy.
But it's Monogamy.
Uh-huh.
Super fun.
Sounds like you go around by the ladies.
Yeah. Well, the game is a board game called Monogamy, like Monopoly. Just get something fun. But it's, you know, it's not just, again, I know I just said it's not about the gifts, but I always think I will maintain this after 12 years of sex with Emily. If you're going to do something, and I know a lot of you are like, but I got to get her a gift. Get her something sexy. Get him something sexy. Mm-hmm. Spice it up. Keep it going. Something for the year.
You take little Hershey's Kisses and fling them off the end of your penis into her mouth. It's like cornhole, but
if you have that skill.
Yeah. I mean, you can try. It takes a lot of, or maybe the little hearts for Valentine's Day.
Right. Those little candy hearts.
Two more reasons why I hate Valentine's Day.
Thank you, please. Yeah. Okay.
And because I'm just thinking about this and like, it's so cliche to hate Valentine's Day. Especially
it is. That's how we started this whole.
It's real. Like I really dislike it. And it goes deeper than I realized. All right. Another reason is like my first girlfriend, you know, puppy love. I was probably 15, 16 years old. And I thought that like it was going to be forever. And I overdid everything because I was that guy. And I remember really overdoing it for Valentine's Day. Like, all right, I take her down to the lake. And then I opened the trunk. The car and like balloons came out. And she had like, I think I bought her a VCR. I went over the top.
A VCR?
Yeah, it was way back when. And
so you could watch tapes. But
nowadays, it's like... I'm married to the love of my life. She's got my, you know, we have a child together, and I'm not going to take her down the lake and open up the fucking trunk with balloons coming out. But I did it for this idiot who.
But did you do it at the beginning? You did some romantic things with her, I'm sure.
Another reason why I hate the Valentine's Day, and I think it's
you
subliminal.
Didn't answer. Yeah.
No, I didn't do that at the beginning. She knows that I've hated Valentine's Day since the beginning. Valentine's. But another reason why, and I think this is subliminal, but I bet it's true to both men and women, is right after Christmas, the holidays, right?
Still paying
it's
off your
kinda
credit
sad.
Cards.
You're paying off the credit cards, all this and that. And the Christmas motif, the Christmas songs are gone, which some people are happy about. But, you know, like the Jolly Santas and the Christmas lights and all that stuff. is now gone, and a lot of places is immediately replaced with Valentine's fucking Cupids and hearts.
Dude, they do it in a day.
And so you go to like your supermarket the night before, right? And it's Christmassy, and then you go and it's all fucking Cupids, and you're like, oh, the holidays are over, and this shit's here, and it wears on you.
That pissed me off. I couldn't believe how quickly they switch it this year. It's like everything's on sale.
Everything. There's always got to be a motif going on in these places.
It's that night.
There's got to be a motif, and the Valentine's hard. Like just like you wouldn't want to replace like a great candidate. Like, I don't want to say that, but you know, like when Howard Stern left, like they knew that whoever they're going to put in Howard Stern's place was going to fail because you don't want to come in after the top dog, right?
So you think that's why it failed?
Christmas is the biggest one, and then you replace it with naked babies flying? No.
It's confusing. Out. It's confusing. And it's sad, too, when you see it's like all the dead Christmas trees on the street.
No, it's very sad.
Okay, but I got one more thing to say about Valentine's Day. This is part two of my Valentine's Day thing.
I would pay $100 right now to make it go away forever.
Thank you so much for supporting our sponsors. We love them. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back even more Valentine's Day stuff.
No matter how often we complain to our friends or use that meditation app we forgot that we bought a few months ago, Valentine's Day can inevitably feel like a stressful holiday. But here's a pro tip. Instead of paying too much for an overpriced dinner, use Valentine's Day as a chance to explore. Thankfully, Adam and Eve agrees with me, and they've put together an incredible offer that will make your V-Day plans sexy and stress-free. Right now, Sex with Emily listeners will receive a special Valentine's Day mystery pack free with your order. It's filled with 10 great gifts, including movies, stuff for him, stuff for her, and stuff for both of you. Oh, and you'll also save 50% off almost any single item. This is not only a great opportunity to try out a new toy for some everyday self-care, but they also have incredible fun gift ideas. Mix things up with blindfolds, cuffs, or something special from great brands like WeVibe, Magic Wand, and more. And of course, Adam and Eve will ship all of it to you for free. To get your free gifts, 50% off almost any single item, free shipping, go to adamandeve.com and use code Emily. That's adamandeve.com and use code Emily for a stress-free Valentine's Day. You know that I'm all about having a healthy masturbation practice. Because we all deserve pleasure on the regular. One of the best parts of my job is when you get over whatever's holding you back from trying something new, you listen to my advice, and realize how much pleasure and fun sex toys can really be. So let me tell you about Plus One. Plus One is a new brand that's committed to making sex toys more accessible. So what do I mean by that? Well, how about a collection of quality toys that sell for $30 or less? I know, I didn't believe it either until I tried them. And trust me, these aren't cheap vibrators that lack quality. You know me better than that. These are rechargeable, multifunction vibrators made from safe silicone. Plus One makes four models, a bullet, a rabbit, a clitoral vibe, and a penis ring. They're covering all the basics. Again, each with a price tag of $30 or less. These are great options, whether it's your first toy or you're just adding it to your collection. Oh, and you know what else blew my mind? You can get them all at Walmart. Yes, Plus One toys are available in tons of Walmart stores all over the country and even online. But you can learn more about them right now by going to sexwithemily.com/plusone. That's sexwithemily.com/PLUSONE. I am so excited to let you know you can now hear Sex with Emily live 5 days a week on SiriusXM Radio. You'll find me in Stars Channel 109 Monday through Friday at 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. But don't worry, the podcast is staying right here. My brand new radio show will have everything you love about Sex with Emily and more, because every day I'll be interviewing guests, sharing the latest news, and my favorite part, taking your calls live on the air 2 hours every weekday. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, you already know how great it is. If you never tried it, get a free trial for 30 days. Just go to sexwithemily.com/SXM. That's sexwithemily.com/SXM today to try SiriusXM for yourself. See you there. Surprise goes right along with doing something you guys don't normally do, getting outside of your comfort zone of your relationship. Try it. Try something like that you guys keep putting off. And if you, again, like it doesn't have to be about money either. It can be like the scrap. I mean, I don't think it ever gets old doing like a scrapbook or framing a photo and telling your partner how you feel, like what you love about them. Because I do think that we a lot of times focus on the negative things. And this is just an important exercise, I think, to do a lot when you feel like you can only focus on the negative things. To write it down and let them know what you truly appreciate about your partner in a card, however you want to do it. Because I think that we, especially, you forget sometimes that the things that you love them and why you love them and why you're in it. And I think we all like to feel appreciated and know why we're loved, even though we might know. Sometimes I'm like, why do you even like me? Like, have you ever been in that situation? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're like, why do you like
absolutely
me?
Absolutely.
What are we doing?
We all want to hear it. It's not like just ego.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe part of it, but that's okay. I want to know.
It's always good to hear some nice things about yourself.
Yeah. I think that's also very useful, actually, when you are kind of been in a bad place and you have been like maybe negative or like not like being frustrated with each other lately, is when mm-hmm. you write down all the things you really do like about them and love about them. Yep. Like, just even writing it down and seeing it, like, it'll bring a smile to your face. Like, absolutely. You'll calm down a little bit. Like, you'll be like, oh, okay, like, this is why I put up with all the other stuff.
Exactly.
Like, this is what got me here in the first place. And it kind of brings you back to that, like, for even just a moment, maybe like that little like beginning time of relationship where everything was fresh. You're just like, mm-hmm. okay, this is what I initially like felt about you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and you can decide then and there, I'm going to get back to that place.
Right. And that goes along with recreating the first date. I think that's funny.
Ooh, that's cute.
Like a long-term relationship. Like, go back to the place that you met. Isn't it funny when we start dating someone, don't you often go back? Like, I remember when you first saw me and we first talked. It's such a fun, because we're trying to get back to those feelings we had. So I think, what if you actually can recreate it?
That's cool, actually.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. We're the same thing. We're the same food. I mean, I think that would be kind of like, oh yeah, remember when we did that?
You think that would be good, like kind of like also dirty talk too? To like, it's like, describe the first time you saw me, like what you thought.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. I think that's great.
It's like,
idea.
I know that would get, like, someone is telling me mm-hmm. that the first time they saw me and that they wanted what they wanted to do to me the first time they saw me, that would get me, like, there.
Yeah. No.
I love Shannon's hearing. Already there.
I love hearing what the guys want to do to me, what girls want to do. I'm like, oh, yes.
It's making me feel good.
That is so good. Right. Writing it down, practice. Yeah. I love that. How can we think about sex differently on Valentine's Day? I'm so into like slowing everything down. You know, by like one of my top tips is like go 5 times slower than you think, but like slow sensual sex, like take time with the foreplay, give each other massages, mm-hmm. get one of these amazing candles we have burning, the Donna sex candles, massage candles, candles. Yeah. Can we just talk about massage candles? I used to obsess about them when I had my own candles years ago, but I do feel like now these are Donna candles. First of all, we talk about enhancing your senses during sex. Mm-hmm. They smell amazing. Mm-hmm. You light them. Then you blow it out and it's this warm massage oil that you can pour on your partner. Mm. Who doesn't ever want a massage? It takes away the stress.
Yes.
You're relaxed. And then you like rub up against each other's bodies and use these candles.
And
I light them every time I go home. I'll pour it on myself at night.
You're like,
myself to my own massage. I do. It's like a two. I love. I like, because it's a moisturizer too.
Mm. Yeah, it feels good on your skin actually. So it's like killing two birds with one stone. You're getting relaxed and you're doing your skin a favor.
I also were gonna add, not just a back massage, but also take in mind like a good foot or hand massage.
Right.
Like that's easy to do while you're just sitting, watching TV, watching a movie. Like give a little hand massage. You'll be amazed if you give or receive the reaction.
Yeah.
Right. It's great.
And some really like passive things you can do is like fill a tub with Epsom salts and warm water and put your partner's foot in them. And then you don't have to do anything. But it literally, when someone did it to me, I was like, I'm gonna cry. It was like so
it's so nurturing too.
Yeah. And then they gave me some tea and I was like, I don't understand what is happening to my system.
Right? Because the thought about you, the partner thought about you.
And yes, so that's simple. Allowed. You know, they didn't even have time to do other stuff. And that was more than going out to dinner and doing any of the fancy stuff. I was like, oh God, I really need this part. Just like sit down.
I think it's like relax. That they consider that they think your partner knew that was something that you kind of needed. Because it does get you grounded when you're in a bath or you like warm anything on top of you. I like that. Yeah. What about some kinky sex? We have a lot of stuff on our site about blogs, very about kinky side, first steps mm-hmm. to do that, how to communicate, ooh. Set rules, consent. Like, let's walk through a sexy kinky scenario.
Maybe pick a subject,
okay.
a theme.
Like you what? Know what I mean? Walk me through some.
Oh, there's all kinds.
I know, Shannon, go. What do you think?
Bondage and rope ties. You can do blindfolds. You can do a little spanking. You can do a little slapping. I always say, number one, go with the blindfold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taking away that sense, it's just the unknown and the anticipation just from that blindfold and taking away one of like our main senses is great. And then you can go from there, give a little tying the wrist up. That's very simple and also very sexy to have someone do that for you or to do it to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Feed them chocolate.
Feed them chocolate. Yes. Ice. Ice and chocolate again, and
warm. Like use the candle.
So use the candle. Blindfold them.
Use the candle. Yeah. Then use some ice cubes and blow on them. Yeah.
And if you get some hot water, maybe mint tea or something, just swish it around your mouth. You can manipulate the temperature of your mouth with ice or tea.
Absolutely.
And it has such an impact on like giving a head or giving kisses or anything like that. It's really fun to play
with. Yeah, that is mm-hmm. fun. Mint tea in the cold. I like that.
I have to mention here though too that like Sport Sheets just came out with this new S&M line.
Yes.
They revamped it. They made it all like burgundy, which is such a sexy color. They have like mm-hmm. all these cool things. And something that I thought was like super interesting that's like so simple too that I never thought of. We went to Amni a little while back.
Sex toy trade show.
Yeah, sex toy trade show. And they were showing us, you know, because we love Sport Sheets. You know, we have so much fun. We talk
so
with them.
So much fun.
There was, I want to say it was like a, it was kind of like three little chains on the end of a stick. I don't remember what it was
tickler.
Called.
The metal ball chain tickler.
The metal ball chain tickler. And she was saying, she's like, put this in a bowl of ice cubes and it gets super cold and you trace that across your partner's skin. Like it gave me goosebumps just thinking about it. And then she said, put it in hot water and it gets hot too. And it's like, just something so simple like that, right. like but can feel so amazing. Like I was like, I am gonna do that.
Right,
to absolutely. Myself.
Like that's a really it is a sexy line. And then I like that.
Before we continue on with the kinky sex, I always have to mention, if you guys want to take it to more of the choking or spanking or slapping or everything, make sure you communicate before. I would actually say, like Emily said, a couple days before, so that then like the day of, you're not like, okay, going down the list, like make sure you kind of already know and know each other's limits. And then you might be able to have a bit more fun with it.
For consent, like say words.
Absolutely,
and stuff
consent.
Like that.
Have another, a classic is using the colors. Green is good. Yellow is we're getting a little to my edge. Red is stop. That's always a classic way to continue on with it. But
yeah, you know, traffic light. That's
a
good
little,
one.
Have a little
fun
with it.
This is like the one night we're saying like, don't let it slip you by. Do it just pass you by.
The whole body is basically your playground. So like you could have like 15 minutes only dedicated to arms and get to know what part of your partner's arms is really, really sensitive. Mine's like the creases of my
the
knees
creases.
And my arms. Like you could stay there all night. I'll be die happy.
And that's like four. I mean, that's like, the part that like discover new erogenous zones that you never have. Like when was the last time you really slowed it down with your partner? And I always say that kissing is the first thing that goes in foreplay in a relationship. So bring that back. Let it extend it out, you know, like.
And tease, be like, in the morning, only 15 minutes of, I'm going to just like play around with your legs and see what gets you off and then not get you off and then walk away till later, which
Perfect.
Is the arms, you know what I mean?
Because
it's like,
more touch. Yep.
Yeah, it's good.
Absolutely, that's fantastic.
What about some gifts? So this is coming out like, you know, you guys have like 10 days, 12 days to get some things that would be cool for Valentine's Day. There is some stuff on our site that's really fun. The Unbound. I love all the Unbound jewelry.
Absolutely.
The Unbound
gifts.
The Unbound like handcuff bracelets, the lube shooter. We love the lube shooter. I just want a lube neck. I'm going to wear that.
Oh my God.
Ever.
I remember Shannon was looking on our site and she was like, oh my God, there's an ice cream lube vial necklace.
Do we have it?
Freaking out. Yeah, we have it on our site. And she was like, oh my God, I need this.
Like, how about the vibrating necklace? It's so beautiful.
Oh, right. The Crave, the Vesper.
Oh, it's so pretty. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, they have so much. They have the necklace whip.
Oh, like it's like a choker whip.
Exactly.
It's really pretty. And it's beautiful.
There's one that's a chain and one that's, I think, leather. Mm-hmm. You can choose between them. I think like Emily said, the handcuff bracelet.
Yeah.
It's so pretty.
It really is.
So also what I like about this, if you've been wanting that from your partner and you're like, don't know how to ask, wear those bracelets to wherever out that night. And then just like, you've already got your handcuffs on you.
Exactly.
And it's like your bangles and your bondage.
Really good conversation starter, by the way.
Yeah, it really
is. These do.
And can I just add a little something? If you're going to wear the Unbound handcuffs to dinner, or you see your partner wearing the handcuffs to dinner, make them put the handcuffs on either wrist as you walk out the restaurant.
Really? So your handcuffs?
Oh, yeah. Walking out the restaurant.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little tease. And who cares if someone sees it? It's very minimal. They're small. It'll just look like you're holding your hands together. Mm-hmm. But it's a little tease and it's a little excitement in public.
Yes.
Yeah,
and they're so pretty.
I like it. Any other last roundup tips for Valentine's Day? And we have stuff on our site too.
Yeah. Yes. If you're single, I guess this kind of depends on what you already have. Or if you want to go on a spending spree on yourself. For me, because I'm single, I think I might just have a field day and try out all of the toys that I have. Well, I'm just going to, you know, go to town for hours. Yeah, you know, why not? It is on hump day after all.
Exactly.
What would be your favorite toy? If you were on a desert island, you could bring one.
Oh, you know already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the womanizer.
Oh,
yeah. The womanizer to go.
The to go. Yeah. Although, the new small one, the Starlet, the newcomer, it's surprisingly powerful. Oh, you got
Jamie's the only one who has that, by the way. She's usurped me now in the top of the womanizer.
Emily's like, okay, I don't get one, but for sure. No, like, it was just because, you know how I fangirl all the time over it. I'm just like, oh my God. Ah,
if you don't know what we're talking about, I nicknamed it the Clit Whisperer.
Yes.
Because it literally speaks to your clitoris. If your clitoris could talk, it would say, do what this toy does.
Immediately.
There's no other toys that do what the womanizer does.
It's amazing.
And it looks like a lipstick. It's awesome.
I actually can't believe it isn't more dominant in the entire industry, because I haven't been desensitized by it. It's just glorious, and it's genius.
I know. It just came out a few years ago. Three years? How long have we been talking about it?
Yeah, like a couple
Two and a half
years,
maybe?
Yeah.
And it was, like, in all these years I've been doing this, it was the one product that was like, whoa. It was like, what? Like, indirect stimulation of my clitoris? Like, pleasure air technology? What?
That's the thing. It's indirect. So if you have, like, some people, you know, everyone's got different sensitivities when it comes to masturbation and like touch. And like some people have a really sensitive clitoris. And that's what I like about this, is that on a low setting, it's indirect. It's not going to be overstimulating.
Yeah.
God, I want to go try it now.
Me too.
Just got me inspired. It's like all the foreplay I needed.
All right, show's over. Sorry,
show's
guys.
Over. We gotta go.
Bye, everyone. Done. Gotta go. What if you just started dating someone? Month
that
in.
That is a good question.
That is a good question.
Again, take the pressure off.
Yeah. It doesn't have to mean anything. It can just be like a fun excuse to go and do something new, play.
Call it out too. If you're pressure, here's the thing about everything about communication, you guys. Whatever you're worried about, that you're afraid you're going to be judged, that you're afraid that this person's going to judge you, they're thinking it too. And they're like, I know it's Valentine's Day. We've only been together a month or a few times. Just be like, you could even just say, call it out. It's Valentine's Day. Let's do something. Yeah. Let's have fun together. Mm-hmm. And then you go like, what would you want to do? You could like get tickets to something, but I don't think you have to really put that pressure to like surprise. You know, I know it's Valentine's Day and we just started seeing each other, but let's go have fun together.
I would definitely recommend just do something simple and together.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy your time together. Get to know each other a bit more. And like Emily said, communicate, maybe talk about what a fantasy of yours, or talk about like the type of sex you want to try.
Right. I'm saying it's never, ever, ever too soon to talk about what kind of sex you're into in a relationship.
Absolutely.
Because people wait so long until it goes awry or their needs. What'd you say?
Maybe the sooner the better.
The sooner the better.
I agree. Because
I think we still, all of it, like we assume that they're going to figure it out or they'll come that right time and to talk about it. And that just that time is never going to come until
until you bring it.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, you know, if you get married before you find out that your partner like really loves dressing up as a giant squirrel, like you probably
as a giant squirrel.
Squirrel, you probably would have to know beforehand for compatibility, because now it's a lot harder to like not take it personally and play and like take that as a playful invite. Whereas on the first date, if you're just really flat out honest, you could be like, meh, not into that. Or like, I'll try.
Exactly.
And I have to say that of all the stories I've heard about, like, oh my God, I can't believe that. I remember my friend was dating this guy. It was only like their first or second date. And he was like, I like to wear women's underwear. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, do it then, right? Like, she was like open. Like, I feel like we think that. I think that he was a sheep herder, so we called him a cross-dressing sheep herder, which was fun. But I did. It was cool, though.
That's amazing.
I know, I love it. I love it.
But what I'm saying is our fears are like, oh my God, this person would freak out. But what, I think most time people are just like, wow, you know what you like. They're curious. That's different. Exactly. I've never heard that. Yep. I'm into that too. And you realize that when people are vulnerable and showing you what they're into, it opens up space for you to either say, God, that's interesting. What's that all about? Like, show me how you're into that. And I'm not really sure what I'm into yet, but I'll get back to you on that. Or I want to know, maybe you can help me figure out what my thing is. But I think our biggest fears that we have that's going to happen when we tell someone what we really want, we're afraid they're going to reject us. They're going to leave us and we're not going to be loved. Ultimately, I think is our greatest fear in every situation. So I think that you'll be surprised if you haven't had this conversation yet about what you're into, this is another great night to do that. This is like a win-win, because either you're going to find out that your person's not down with it, in which case maybe they're not the person for you if they're not as open. And also, what if they really are, and all the time you've been holding this in, the secret you have, and they're so cool with it? How great is that?
And they're cool, absolutely happy with it. And wouldn't it be better to do this early on instead of like wasting months or years or something with this person and then finding out, I can't live with that. I can't. I mean, it's better to find out early on and be truthful with yourself and your partner.
I love when the candy goes on sale the next day.
I lie to my wife about which date it is so I can save a couple bucks.
I change all the calendars in the house. I use last year's calendars.
That's good, Anderson. Photoshop. I'm sure she believes you. She's not that bright, right?
She misses work as a result, but I get the cheap candy.
It's perfect. I do love the cheap candy. Okay, 40% of procrastinators believe it's too late to find a deal after February 13th. 38% want smartphones as a Valentine's Day gift.
What?
I want a friggin' smartphone. That's what I want. Why don't you put that in a box of chocolate?
Absolutely.
How's that?
I like this. About 1 in 5 will buy their pets a Valentine's gift.
That's very sad.
Do you buy Stanley? Like, I buy Stanley something.
Super sad.
I never bought my pet. I bought him stuff all the time, her. But I, not like, here's a Valentine's Day gift.
Sounds like something my mom would do.
Oh, that's cute though then.
My mom and my dog are like super bonded though. So she like takes her out for ice cream every night. They have like girl dates.
Does she get her massages?
Adorable. She does not, but my dog is kind of old. She's finicky. She's got hip problems. I wouldn't want to take her for a massage.
Hip dysplasia, they call it.
Emily. Yeah, you
hip
know.
Hip dysplasia.
They do.
Dysplasia.
You know we're going to have Stanley the dog next week in the
I know,
office.
I'm so very excited. Excited.
You guys going to spoil him? You guys going to get him something for Valentine's Day?
Oh, see, now yes. In fact, on. At this point, he's kind of winning as my Valentine. It's probably going to be Stanley and I at Pache, me falling off the chair drunk.
I expect good pictures on Instagram of you and Stan on Valentine's
Day. Oh, do
you
let, okay.
It's a challenge.
We're going to dress him up as a little Cupid.
Yeah, we actually are shooting a video with him.
Yeah, it's perfect.
We have 2 days of shooting with him.
Cool.
We organized our shooting schedule around Stanley.
I'll get his SAG papers in order.
Please do.
Thank you.
Some other things. This is from ABC News, so it must be real. This is interesting. This was Men's Health and Women's Health, wasn't it, actually?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is how men and women feel about Valentine's Day. Ready? So do you expect to have sex because it's Valentine's Day? Women, this is percentage. So yes, 43% of women. And men say no. Yeah, women, 43% say yes, 56% say no.
What about that 1%?
I don't know what those people think. But men expect 50%.
50% expect?
Yes, and 49% no.
What about that one?
Dude, I don't know where that one is. That one is masturbating.
Actually, they're split up with like 0.1, right. 0.9. Yeah, so that one is accounted for.
Gotcha.
Why do you always got to make it so difficult? Oh, speaking of masturbating, because I think that 1% is masturbating. I kind of came up with a new word today.
By mistake?
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Procrasturbating.
Procrasturbating. Like he's late to the meeting because he's at home procrastinating.
Exactly. I'm sorry I didn't get the paper done, but I was busy procrastinating.
Right.
Which I often do. I get my best masturbating done when I'm procrastinating.
But you're doing it for work.
Well, that's the other thing. I'm like, so it's not really procrastinating. It's actually my work.
Like, but I watch for a living, and I get paid to watch movies, and you get paid to beat off.
Right. Yeah. But it still can be procrastinated. Do you ever do that? Masturbate? You're like, oh, I could yell stuff if I'm going to masturbate. No? Do you ever do it to relax?
Yeah. I do it when I'm stressed. Like, if I have something that I need, like, a creative block removed, I will masturbate if I can.
Well, you know, and then I started in my procrastinations, I started studying about it, masturbating, procrastinating. It's actually someone else thought of that word like once because I'm going to...
Oh, you looked it up immediately?
Well, I Googled it because I'm like, this is so fucking brilliant. How has nobody thought of procrastinating? But like one person did. But they wrote an article that it's actually really good for you. It can help clear all the endorphins and the feelings you get from masturbating. It can actually clear your head. And I felt better. And then I wrote down and I wrote something that I think I'll get the Pulitzer Prize for after.
Did you finish it or did you go masturbate?
No, I masturbated and then I was super inspired.
Oh, that'd be really
fun.
Though.
The world.
She finished and then she finished.
Yeah, you could, but you could like weave it into the actual research and like kind of have it trail off and then it gets good again.
Well, sometimes I take notes in the middle of master. I have a voice memo thing. I'm taking notes because I'm like, I gotta remember this was good. Yeah, it's amazing.
While you're masturbating,
upper left quadrant.
You need to make an app like at a premium and people can pay extra for your masturbation voiced notes.
Sometimes I think the craziest things. I'm like, Anderson in those hot glasses. No.
That would.
But I'll think about how this toy, I'm like, this is so cool that it did this. I didn't know that. And then I think of procrastinating.
Email Emily if you pay for her masturbation voice notes.
Got to
pay the
rent.
Got to pay the rent.
Real quick, got to go back though to the study.
Okay, more of the studies.
It's shocking that more men expect sex on Valentine's Day than women. I would think that women, it's 43% of women expect it and 50% of men, right?
No, it was only women of expecting it was 43% of women expect. Yeah.
That's
and
bizarre.
The guy was only 30%. Or no.
50.
The guy was 50. Yeah. Sorry.
I guess guys just always want sex, but I would think like something romantic that most guys are probably more like on my team as far as being against Valentine's Day. Maybe because it's cheap and fun.
What?
It's supposed
sex?
To be.
The
yeah.
banging. Maybe
like,
that's
I'm
going to
bang
gift.
You really well. I'm going to perform oral for more than 2 minutes.
I will do you on jackhammer style.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day.
I love when guys think that that's like a satisfactory gift. They're like, no, I'm not going to get you jewelry. I'm just going to have sex with you for a full 10 minutes. Tonight.
Exactly. I'm going to go for 10
minutes. Yeah, baby. Once a year, you get this. Like, you're cheating.
Okay, who is supposed to plan Valentine's Day? Women. Okay, women say the guy at 30% and the girl 1.6%. However,
wait, what?
And yeah, the
just
women.
Wait,
yeah,
wait for it.
So women think the guy should plan it. 30% yeah. of women think it, and they think the girl should. Well, they think women only think that the girl should only plan it 1.6% of the time, and a couple should plan it together. Women think 68% of the time. Yeah. However, a man says a guy should plan it 56% of the time. The girl 4% of the time, and the couple together 38.6%. So actually, women think it should be more of a couple's thing, and men think, "Nah, I'll take care of it." Although, well, they secretly would love her to be part of it, I think.
Can I tell you
what?
Not true. As a guy, either I'm going to take care of it and I want to set everything up, or it's not going to happen. I don't want her to set anything up for me, and I don't want to do it together. I can't imagine holding hands, skipping down the aisle, saying, "What should we do on Valentine's together?" You know what I mean?
You'd rather plan it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it's kind of a man. Yeah. I mean, but I could also see if you're stumped, be like, "Hey, I was thinking this or that." It's all about who you're dating. It's all about knowing the person that you're dating and know what they'd be into. Like, if you're dating me, you know that I don't want to go to some, like, the best restaurant in LA and have a 10-course meal that you think all these other couples are sitting there and, like, together you're paying twice the price. Like, no. Like, I'd rather, like, carry in, stay home, try some toys, wear some sexy lingerie, watch some porn,
is
have a good meal.
Anything a guy listener could do that's so, like, terrible, like take her out on a boat and there's a storm or something, so that...
But that wouldn't be his fault.
No, I know, but like, is there anything like he can do?
Let me think.
Take her to Taco Bell.
So that she's traumatized, so he never has to go back to the Valentine's Day well again. Like, that's just kind of...
After she breaks up with him?
Like, she's just like, "No, I don't want Valentine's Day stuff anymore because that last one was so bad." You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know. I think forgetting it is the worst thing. Like, yeah. I don't know. Unless you're a total bitch and you're like, "Oh, that's cubic zirconia diamond and not a real diamond," or judgy.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything someone could do. Like, I guess I'm pretty easy to please. Before I started dating Wes, one of my best Valentine's Day memories, the guy took me to Red Lobster. And people laugh at that. Like, everyone laughs at me.
Because
they're like,
"Oh,
but
Red Lobster's awesome."
I love Red Lobster. That is my shit right there. So when someone took me to Red Lobster, I was happy. It's because he knew me. He knew me well enough to know that that's what I would like. But other people, they're like, "Ugh, Red Lobster? That sounds like a
nightmare."
It's
a punchline. I don't know why it's a punchline. It's actually an expensive restaurant if you look at the menu.
Oh, my God.
It is. It gets pricey.
I love their king crab legs. When I was a kid, my dad, I'm like, "Daddy, can we go to, like, for special things?"
Yeah. They got like $100 lobsters in there.
There you go. He wasn't cheaping around.
Exactly.
But
those Cheddar
I'm
Bay
conditioned.
Biscuits. Yeah.
I'm conditioned.
Everyone does. Honestly.
I honestly think the worst thing you could do is just get nothing. Or if I do have friends, like when you talk about like the love languages, we all have different ways of showing and expressing love. My friend is really into gifts. And so when her husband now used to get her gifts, whatever, for Valentine's Day or for her birthday that were kind of off, she'd be like, "Well, didn't he know I kept dropping hints about wanting the new iPad or whatever?" Like, so, yeah.
She's a handful.
No, but she's not like it's not like she's a money girl. It's like she just thinks gifts are important and you should really pay attention. That makes her feel loved.
Okay.
I'm just saying, pay attention to your partner. It's okay to just start listening. Here's the thing. If you're in a relationship, just start listening. From now, for the next week, you'll hear something. Like, something will click. If your mind, you get in the mindset, you're like, "Oh, that'd be perfect."
And not even just for Valentine's Day, for her birthday, for Christmas,
yeah,
for anything else.
Yeah, I take notes for people.
I'll take mental notes. I even write stuff down on my phone. Like, if something comes up, like if we're like in the duty-free shop and we're on vacation, there's no way I'm going to buy something on vacation after we're spending so much money. But if she sees something she likes, take a little note.
Yeah.
I'll check it on Amazon, find a good deal.
That's good. That's good. You
stow it away for like her birthday or whatever.
You're an inspiration.
The little note things that save me. Okay, so what other ones are interesting on here? Okay, so your relationship is almost over. You break up before Valentine's. Women say you break up before Valentine's Day, 75%. After Valentine's Day, 24%. And then men, these are pretty much the same. Men say before Valentine's Day, 70%. After, 30%.
Who would say after?
I don't know.
People who are like really bad with confrontation.
Yeah, or people who are just trying to get in. They know their boyfriend or girlfriend is getting them like an awesome Valentine's Day gift. And they're like, "Let me just ride it out. You know, I really wanted that
iPad."
Or
they bought something really nice and there's like no return policy.
Absolutely.
Like, it was maybe for the two of them. And
Maybe you should wait till February 13th if you never know if your relationship's going to get together.
I had a friend who waited for Valentine's Day to break up with her on the day because he was that angry with her.
Oh my God. Aww. Yeah, I actually was texting my friend Charlotte today. I was like, "Do you remember?" Because my friends, I'll remember all my stories. I said, do you remember having any great Valentine's Day or funny stories? She goes, no, but I broke up with a guy once on Valentine's Day. And I was like, oh, yeah. I
think was it because of Valentine's Day?
I don't remember. Maybe she was trying to piss him off. But like, yeah, a lot of people have done that. I remember I was telling Madison this earlier that when I, like in my 20s, my first serious boyfriend that I loved. Mm. I think in your early 20s, you have this love. Like, you're just like, oh, my God.
It's innocent and pure.
I know. It's like, yeah, the first time and you're like, oh, this is everything. And I dated him for like 3 years, which is a lot for me, 2.5. But we made dinner at my house. He actually made it because I've never cooked because I had like 3 roommates at the time. And then we went into my bedroom and we like put down a blanket and like had a picnic and we like ate this stir fried chicken. And then we lit candles and he made me this book of like pictures and stuff of us. He was a painter and it was sexy. It was like we were in my room and it was fun. We cooked. Like, just give easy.
Sounds like a movie that the ladies would like.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Dude, you hate it, but he outplanned it. He
that sounds really sweet and cute. I picture Christian, what's his name?
Gray?
Doing it. No. Gray.
He'd have me on a friggin'.
Christian Slater.
Christian Slater.
Yeah. Like Christian Gray, like would have me on a jet.
Right?
Of all people. Sorry, I just picture him as like creepy guy from Heather's. I can't really picture him as like a dreamboat ever. No,
cool
Christian
guy.
Slater.
Me neither.
Cool guy from Heather's.
Thank you so much to my amazing team, Kent, Samantha, Julia, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. A strong mind-body connection is so important, especially when it comes to sex. But I get it. That's a whole lot easier said than done. That's what inspired Careza to develop their system of all-natural, hemp-based supplements. It all starts with Careza's convenient daily spray under your tongue that quickly absorbs. Each spray contains a unique formula of organic ingredients that support sexual function, along with Careza's proprietary Nano CBD, an ultra-pure hemp extract that is quickly absorbed for faster results. They have formulas for men and women containing gender-specific herbs and essential oils that have been traditionally used to support sexual health. And Careza's hemp extract can reduce anxiety, inflammation, and even help with your overall mood. And when you're ready to get intimate, it's time for Careza's In the Moment spray, which I love. It's a spray. It's so easy to use. It's designed as a fast-acting mood elevator. It uses the same hemp extract, but incorporates a whole new set of botanical ingredients to help heat things up. Just a few sprays under the tongue and you can feel the effects in as little as 15 minutes. As always, check with your doctor before starting any supplement routine. So if you're ready to elevate your mind-body connection, just go to sexwithemily.com/Careza. That's my site, sexwithemily.com/KAREZZA.